So, I don't know what it is, but my cats only follow me when we're recording this show. And then they proceed to try to like fight while we're recording. So, the attempted silence that we try to have like in the background to make the audio good, you can if the audio is ever terrible, it's because of my cats.
It's because they know what's up. They want their 3 seconds of fame.
Yeah, now they're like one of them followed the other one into this room. And now she looks pissed. And now they're like attacking each other. Like
Oh no.
it's all play attack, but like it's not gonna be who cares? This is the Halloween episode. The Halloween
Ooh.
episode. Ooh, it's our first ever Halloween special.
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh, yeah. Do you have any cool plans for Halloween?
Think I'm just gonna sleep all day. I've been really tired lately.
You're gonna sleep all day, but it's Halloween.
I know it's scary.
Oh, so you're gonna like hide in your sheets?
Yep.
I'm gonna have a socially distant get together. How that's gonna work, I don't know, but we're just gonna hang out with the people that are in our bubble. Of sorts, which is still not what you're supposed to do, but you know, I see these people at work all day, so if I already got it, I already got it, you know.
I mean, I feel like if you're working with people, like they're like practically your second or third family at that point, like depending on like how far down you know people.
Yeah, and that's what I thought too. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, like. I mean, people who are listening don't know, but it's our friend Goody. I work with Goody. Like, and then Dan will probably be over, who's been on this show before, and he lives by himself and works by himself. So, if anything, we're the risk to him. So, it'll be a interesting Halloween because, of course, the only Halloween to ever fall on a Saturday is like prevented, essentially.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Halloween on a weekend, you want to hear a funny story from when I was a kid trick-or-treating?
Absolutely.
So I think it was the last year that I went trick-or-treating. I think it fell on a Friday, I remember. That's the only reason that me and my friends did it. Like the year before, like we're done with this. But because it fell on a Friday, we were gonna do it. Because I think the next year was going to be on a Sunday, and no one wants to be out late on a Sunday. I think we were either 12 or 13, I think, maybe 11, like sometime around there. So anyways, we were going out, and the night went pretty well. We actually got a lot of candy, but there was this one guy on, I forget which street it is. It's like going past the school by my house that goes down towards your area. I think it's Pleasant Street, maybe.
Yeah.
There was this one guy, this old guy, and we came up and he was pissed at us for trick-or-treating. Like
Yeah.
he asked us how old we were, and like he was like, "You guys are too old to be trick-or-treating." And we're like, "But it's a Friday. It's like it's our last year." And then like he was still like grumbling about it, but he gave us candy. And as we were leaving, he said, and I quote, he said, "If we ever came back like that night, he was going to call the cops on us."
What? How old did you say you were?
I think we were 11 or 12. It was sometime in that time. And like I said, we weren't going to do it. It was just the fact that it fell on a Friday night. We're like, "Ah, what the heck? We'll do it for a little bit, get some free candy."
Did I go with you? Because I have that exact same memory.
I don't know.
I think we might have, because I have that exact same memory, and I remember the guy being like, "I'll call the cops if you come back." So either I went to the exact same guy and he just had a problem. But I was also, you know what? No, it wasn't the same year because I was probably like 10. Because you know, I was super tall for my age. Like I was
Yeah.
5 foot in fourth grade. So I'd get people looking at me being like, "Why is this kid trick-or-treating?" And they would call me out on it, and then like my parents would be like, "Oh, he's only however old, 12 for how old are you in fourth grade?"
In fourth grade? Oh, geez, that was probably nine, I think.
Oh, so I was very wrong on the age, but
I don't know. It's so long ago. Like, looking back, it's like, oh, that was like 15 and 16 years ago. Ugh.
Yeah, because I know we were in fourth grade in like 2000. Was it 2004? Did we go along with each year? Was that because we graduated? No. So we graduated, like, say there's 12 grades in school. We graduated the 13th year. So we didn't go exactly along with it. So whatever grade we were in was one higher or lower.
Yeah.
You know what I say to all that, though? Just give people candy. I don't care if they're like 40 or something like that. If they want to go trick-or-treating, let them go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, seriously. Like, if they're not doing anything malicious, they don't have bad intent, like, they don't keep coming back, like, just do it. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like they're hurting anyone. Like, I wasn't hurting anyone. I just wanted to go around. And chances are I was probably going around with my sister. Like, I think it was also because I was wearing a Happy Gilmore costume, which was just a Bruins jersey. So they probably just thought I was half-assing the whole thing.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's not trying. He's just doing this for free candy.
I mean, which I was. Like, I was just doing it for free candy. So they weren't wrong. Like, that's the problem. They're not wrong. It's just they shouldn't care as much as they do.
Yeah, true. Because I feel like at the end of the night anyways, like, depending on where you are, like, you still have a ton of candy left over. So it's just like, what's the point?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, I didn't get any trick-or-treaters last year. And it's just because, like, yeah, because you were a dick to all the kids that were trying to come.
You threatened to call the cops on everyone, so they stopped coming.
Yeah. I mean, trick-or-treating is going to be something this year. I got in a fight with someone on the Facebook group about if trick-or-treating should be allowed. And, like, honestly, I don't care. I don't know why I got in an argument about it. Who cares if the kids go trick-or-treating? It's, like, it's not my kid. I can't tell them no. But if they were my kids, I probably wouldn't send them trick-or-treating right now. I don't know. It's a whole political statement at this point, which it shouldn't be, but.
Yeah, no. I mean, I've heard, like, there's a ton of stuff going on around, like, the area I'm in. And I think most people, what they're doing is they're leaving, like, you know, they're leaving the bowl out on the step and, you know, with the sign that says take one.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that works too. I think, like, the argument we got in on Facebook was more of the person was being a jerk to Emmy, but I don't get the big deal. Like, last year, I remember most families didn't get anyone trick-or-treating around here. But now that there's a possibility that you shouldn't, everybody wants to.
Yeah, right.
So, we didn't even introduce the show.
We didn't. We kind of just dove in with a story, which, you know, it's kind of like a prologue. It gets people warmed up, and then you're like, oh, we're in the show now.
15 minutes in, hey, this is the D College Podcast, and I'm your host, or one of your hosts, Bradley, and my co-host here is James, and we're going to tell you all about Disney, but we're probably barely going to talk about Disney, because that's the way our show works.
Oh, yeah, so, all the time, every day.
So, initially, we were hyping this episode up as this is going to be, like, big thing exposing Disney for being, like, oh, no one dies at Disney. Right, and it was going to be super creepy because there's that rumor no one has died on Disney property, and they try to just, like, push it off and have them be pronounced dead off the property just so that they have that reputation. That's not true at all. As I was researching it yesterday and today, that is not true at all. So,
really?
There's a lot of coincidences. And I hate bringing up real events, but for this episode, we got to. The alligator incident with the girl who got grabbed by an alligator at one of the hotels. The big thing was, oh, she got dragged into the lake off of Disney property, which brought up the thing again with people being like, oh, it's no one dies at Disney. But that's not true. Like, they try to make that appear true, but, like, I'm pretty sure just last year someone killed themselves at one of the hotels. They tried to make it seem like it didn't happen. Like they put on like a show in like the lobby or something like that while they were investigating it. But things like that happen there all the time. People, when you're in Florida in like, what, 90 degree weather, riding roller coasters and stuff like that, it's gonna happen. Like, most of the stuff I was reading about was just people kind of having heart attacks and stuff like that. Yeah, so I, like, thinking about the whole topic, it kind of sucks because, I mean, it doesn't suck. I don't want anyone to die at Disney. It's the most magical place on Earth, supposedly. But I was reading that the rumor kind of started, like, way back in the day with Walt Disney. Apparently, there was a rumor that the song got to, or It's a Small World, the song got to someone on the ride and they killed themselves on the ride.
Oh, no.
Walt Disney. Yeah, and Walt Disney did whatever he could to make it seem like that didn't happen. But fact checking it and everything, like, there's no proof of it. So, and there's been many, like, death. Like, think about it. There's been, I'm pretty sure, one of the parks. What's that ride? The Kelly River Rapids. One of the boats flipped over in the docking area one time and like killed people.
Oh no!
Like this very there was an accident on the monorail a couple of years back too.
Oof.
I think while Disney tries to hide it, it's pretty confirmed that that is not true and that people do in fact die at Disney.
I mean, I don't think they're trying to hide it per se. I feel like it's not to like start a panic because, you know, when something like that happens, everyone's like, oh my gosh, and everyone scatters. I think they're like, they're just trying to control it more just so it like they can handle it.
Plus, I mean, people are paying so much for their vacation and stuff like that. This sounds awful. People are paying so much for their vacation. The last thing they need to hear is that like someone died in the room next to them. You know what I mean? Because then it's kind of like, oh, wait, we heard that someone died in the room next to us. That's disturbing. We never want to pay money to come back to the park.
Oh, yeah, I'd be terrified. I feel like I would, like, that room would be haunted.
Yeah.
Like, it would be funny because you know how ghosts, like, it said that ghosts have unfinished business? The ghosts would probably be, like, they would try to, like, finish their vacation. Like, that's their unfinished business, but they can't. So they're just stuck there, you know, like sleeping in that room and then going to the parks.
I mean, that would be a great place to be a ghost. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You could just go sit on the Carousel of Progress for like 4 days straight.
Yeah, you know, free admission, you know, free like free room and board, all that stuff.
They'll be singing There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow and you'll just be in the background yelling, no, there's not.
No, there's not. Don't listen to the lies.
Yeah. So I guess should we touch on the news of all the layoffs coming out, or do you think we should just glance over that?
I mean, we can glance over it. It's probably best to not like include the personal stuff between us in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, what we will say about it is that this is probably the most negative towards Disney podcast we've ever done. So I just want to, I don't know why it has such a negative tone. This is our festive Halloween special.
Festive.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I just won't say my negative stuff. Oh, wait. Someone's at the door.
Oh, I wonder who it is.
Hello?
Oh, hi, sir. How are you?
I would like to say the negative things about Disney.
Oh, what is your name, sir?
Oh, my name is Carl Weifenheiser. My name is Kyle Weifenheiser, and I just wanted to say, it's kind of shady that all the CEOs got their pay raise back and got all their money back, but they had to lay off all those people.
Oh, wow, Kyle. What a thought you had.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I that's all I had to say. Keep watching the podcast. All right. Bye.
Wow. Who would have thought we would have had that random guy walk in and just say negative things about Disney.
I know, right? That's kind of spoopy too. Just some random stranger showing up at your door like that.
What was his name again? I heard Kyle, but I also heard Carl.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Well, to positive Disney news, I mean, it's like 3 years old at this point, but I saw Maleficent. That was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. In non-Disney news, I watched Hubie Halloween.
So tell me, I got to ask about that. Is it really what people are saying? Is it like a grown-ups Halloween edition?
Yeah. Do you like the movie Grown-Ups?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot, but I know a lot of people don't like Adam Sandler, so it's kind of, if you don't like Adam Sandler, it's not going to convince you to like him at all. I mean, it's him doing a stupid voice for 2 hours and getting beat up. So, but the really cool thing I found about the movie, and I think you might find this cool, is they filmed it like right next to Massachusetts.
Really?
And I'm going to blank. Yeah, I'm going to blank out the town that I just said so that it doesn't reveal where we live. But yeah, so the normal places that we go, like Salem, they filmed in Salem. But you can tell some of the scenes in Salem were actually filmed in Danvers. And then they also filmed it at the Mendon Twin Drive-In. So there's a whole sequence of the drive-in that we go to.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. They kind of frame it a bit weird to make it look like it's all at one screen when it's actually, you know, two screens. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, if you're doing nothing on Halloween, I would throw it on and watch it.
So I think now I'll probably sleep for like 22 hours of the day. And the other two I'll spend watching Hubie Halloween.
Oh, that sounds like a great day. It's so weird that we have to put this special out on the 25th. Like, I mean, couldn't Halloween have just waited till the Monday, or not Monday, Sunday, so that we could have actually had a joyful Halloween special, as opposed to the, wow, the past couple weeks have been really rough worldwide. Let's have this Halloween special where we put all our negativity into it.
I mean, we could always hold it off until October 2021. Because if I'm correct, that's when Halloween should be on a Sunday. Let me just double check real quick. Yep, Halloween's going to be on a Sunday in October 2021. So if you're listening to this, tune back for next year for the even better Halloween holiday special.
The hopefully not as negative Halloween special. Hopefully life will have correct its course and we will be much in a better place worldwide, but
the somewhat negative but not so negative positively impacted Halloween special.
That's the title right there. You just came up with the full title.
Boom.
Oh, me and you were actually talking about this last night. Do you think we're the only Disney podcast that talks specifically like 90% of the time about each other's poop?
Yeah, I feel like that's a true statement. I think we outdo everyone on that.
Because I follow a lot of Disney-themed Instagram pages, which I love. I love seeing all the positivity and all, like, Disney-ish stuff. I've bought stuff from a lot of them. Like, I feel like all these podcasts and channels are lacking in the poop department.
Yeah, they probably need more poo in there.
Right? So how... Let's have an update. How is your poo, Ben?
I mean, it's been solid. I'm still drinking a lot of milk.
I mean, if it's been solid, then you're probably not lactose intolerant, then.
It varies from day to day. It's like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm lactose intolerant. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm good.
So like every other day.
Yeah. It's kind of just a lottery, you know, you roll the dice, see what comes up that day. It's like, well, I'm starting the day, I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, well, God. which I mean, it doesn't change the fact, like I still drink a lot of milk and stuff. Like last night, I think I had 2 cups of milk and then I had a banana chocolate milkshake.
God, how much dairy do you have? is 90% of your intake dairy?
I'd probably say closer to 93, but yeah, pretty much.
Jeez. You know what I haven't seen? that I should probably watch, and maybe we'll do a bonus episode if I end up watching this. I've never seen Halloween Town.
I think I've seen bits of it, but I don't think I've seen it all the way through. I'd have to check it out. That's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, that, and I saw Hocus Pocus when I was like 4. I haven't watched it since. But
I haven't watched it in, haven't watched it this year. I usually watch it like around this time religiously because it's always on Freeform.
Yeah. Did you know, I'm sure you know this story because I get told that this is my number one story that I've told, but for anybody listening, I'm sure you'll hear this every Halloween episode, but my parents' car was in Hocus Pocus.
Ooh, no way.
Yeah, they were told to move it off the street because they were filming a bunch of zombie kids walking down the street, and my parents forgot to move it, so their car is in the movie.
That's awesome. That had some serious cred to it. You know, if they ever decide to sell it, they could mark it up a little bit and be like, "Oh, this was in a movie."
Well, the bad news is the movie came out in the 90s, James. They have a completely different car now.
Whoops. So they probably sold it.
Very long time ago, yeah. So let's swerve the conversation a little bit.
Swerve!
You just came out. Swerve. This episode is out of control. Oh, wait. There's a knock on the door. Hello?
Oh, hi again. It's, what did we say my name was?
Kyle Bushwhacken.
Yeah, it's me, Kyle Bushwhacken. So, I actually died a couple minutes ago, and I'm now a ghost. Do you wanna interview me?
Do we want to interview him, James?
Well, I mean, this is the holiday special, and I feel like we haven't done anything too spooky yet, so...
Oh, great. I'm actually a demon, and I brought my friend Ghosty.
Do you have any questions to ask the newly deceased man?
So tell me, Kyle Bushwhacken, how did you die?
Whacking Bush.
Oh, man, that sounds like a terrible way to die. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
Yeah, that does sound painful. All right, well, I think we need to kick this guy out. Unless, Mr. Ghost, Kyle, sir, what do you think of Disney?
Oh, I hate it.
Okay, you're leaving. Okay.
Okay, get out.
Get out. All right. Okay.
I got some...
Yeah, we're never having that guy back on.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, to actually swerve.
Swerve!
All right, I gotta say it. I know that this is not something you say while you're making an episode. This is our worst episode we've ever put together.
I have to disagree. I feel like it's our second worst.
Which one's the worst?
I think it was the first or second one where we were like so off topic.
No, for anybody listening, essentially, we took on the extreme task, which it shouldn't be that extreme, of doing Halloween-themed episodes all month. Never again. Once November starts, we're jumping back straight into the Disney College program. So if you've been missing that, it's coming back. Don't worry.
I'm sure there's a few fans that are listening that are just like, they're holding out each week. It's like, oh, doing this for the Disney, doing this for the Disney.
Yeah, it's coming back. I mean, I know it's poorly timed as what they're building a new dorm, but we're going to be doing a series about each of, is it 4 or 5 dorms?
I think, I'm pretty sure it's 4. So we're going to start with the dorm that we lived in called Vista Way.
Yeah, so we're going to be going through there. We're going to have guests that lived in each of the dorms because, you know, we went there, so we know people who did the program.
Yeah. So.
Oh, someone's at the door again.
Ugh, who could it be this time? Better not be Kyle.
All right, well, let's see who it is.
Hey, guys, it's Kyle again. the show's running very long. Can you guys just end it?
That's the first good thing Kyle said all day.
I agree. Maybe we should end it.
All right, that's it. That's over.
For more information on the D College Podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/DCollegePod. And now a word from Anchor.